On the show today, we have one of Federal Credit Union's very own Michael Murdoch talking about the response from the Credit Union Young Professionals Program about what they're doing in the whole COVID-19 crisis that we're in. So great message here from Michael, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Murdoch from WANA Federal Credit Union. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How's everything going down in SoCal?
We're doing all right. The sun, surprisingly, has finally come out here in San Diego. Ever since this thing started, it's been rainy and cloudy and gloomy here, and it's just the most bizarre thing. So spring has finally sprung here in San Diego.
That's nice. It's the gloomy rain up in Astoria, Oregon, in Goonie territory. Yeah.
Well, I hope the sun comes out soon enough, sir, because we could all use a little bit of the sunshine for sure. And before we get into our topic, because we're going to talk about the young professionals and then how this whole thing has affected them and what we can do to help, all this type of stuff. But before we get started, I want to talk about what WANA is doing, because I'm talking to various credit unions and finding out, hey, what are you guys doing for not only your members, because I know everyone's bending over backwards for their members, which is a fantastic thing, but what else, what is the credit union doing for employees as well and keeping them safe and keeping them moving forward? So just real quickly, what are you guys doing on those two fronts?
That is an excellent question, and that is right in my realm. One thing that we are doing is we're actually creating a light at the end of the tunnel plan, or as I like to call it to bring it in for the real thing, is the name of the plan. What we're doing is we're engaging employees with gamification. So right now we have a tic-tac-toe game folks to cross off boxes as they do certain things throughout the day. So if somebody signs somebody up for our U-Banking platform, which is our online platform, they get to cross a box off. And if you get a blackout, you get a $100 gift card to Amazon. If you get three in a row, you get entered to win $50 from Amazon. Another thing that we're doing is, it's kind of more secret, so don't tell WANA. Of course, they'll see this, but we're doing a secret agent game. So where if you get called to be a secret agent, you'll get certain missions. Like today you have to compliment one other teammate, and it has to be somebody you don't know. And we're calling it the collective. So if you're a member of this secret agent team, you have to reach out to somebody else and do this. But it's been really effective, actually. Our staff has been responding very well. We've always been very great with members because we're in a very urban community. Mm-hmm. A lot of our communities are urban. Mm-hmm. Most everybody knows everybody. And so we've been getting a lot of positive feedback also from our external members, just saying that, hey, so-and-so, and they're calling us out by name, which is great. You know, as a smaller shop, 115 employees, it's really cool to have somebody come online and say, hey, Susie Q Teller said this about me. I thought, you know, I just think that's magic to hear the community respond.
Well, and it keeps everybody in contact and the communication lines open, and it's a positive thing. So can't go wrong for sure. All righty, sir. Well, let's get down to the main topic here. Young professionals, what's going on in this area, and how are they handling this crisis? What's going on? Because you kind of pinged me on this and went, oh yeah, let's talk about it, because that's an important thing for our industry.
Yeah. So I'm on the board of the Young Credit Union Professionals of Oregon and Southwest Washington. And at the beginning of the year, we had our strategic planning meeting, as a lot of YP groups did, a lot of chapters did. Planning out the whole year, and wow, what a great year it's going to be. And of course, this year has just changed. And I've been hearing from a lot of people, oh, 2020 is ruined. Oh, so many things are canceled. Oh, and I do a lot of community events as a communication specialist. And so I'm thinking, okay, shred days are canceled, volunteer days are canceled, fundraise, you know, all these things are canceled. But everybody's talking about, you know, when is this going to end? All this is canceled. And I was thinking, well, we can replace these things with other things. You know, we can be positive. We can turn this into an opportunity. And what I've been hearing a lot in the industry is over time is that in 2008, credit unions kind of dropped the ball. It was a huge opportunity for us to respond and say, hey, look at us. And, you know, we didn't do a terrible job there. You know, I think we did, we had a decent response. It's just like, you think there's an opportunity at the end of every dark tunnel, you know? And so talking with some of the YP groups and chapters in the Pacific Northwest, we said, okay, well, how can we respond to this as opposed to just saying everything's on hold? And what we've done is the Northwest Credit Union Association has created a YP biweekly or monthly YP Zoom group. Mm-hmm. And just kind of talking in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Wow, I'm stir crazy.
That's okay. So that way.
Yeah, you're right. what are people doing? So there's a group called Cascadia Chapter, which used to be the Mount Hood and Willamette Chapter in Oregon, that is doing a fundraising match for a Hispanic community in Oregon, which has been awesome because they've raised over $3,600. Just in this small little group is just calling out credit unions, just tagging them on Facebook saying, hey, send $50, send $100. And it's doubled. They matched it to $1,500. It's already doubled and gone beyond that. So there are things that credit union chapters and YP groups can do across the country. And I'm sure they're doing them, but I just don't like hearing the, oh, everything's canceled.
Right.
You know, we don't have anything to do. There are things to do, and it's, you know, it's the new normal, it's the norm, or whatever people are calling it. But those that see on the other side of the hill, those that look to the future, those that adapt now, those are the ones that people are going to be turning to when this is all said and done.
And this is like a creative group, from my experience in talking with some of the folks in this group. And so I would think they would be like really, like you said, I mean, taking advantage of the social media channels and just, I don't know. I mean, they're the creative ones. And so I would think there would be so, like you said, I mean, and almost every interview that I've done with a credit union or anybody in the industry that for that matter has said the O word, the opportunity. There's so many opportunities here. It's like, was business as usual? Was that really such a good thing? Or maybe
right.
Not go back to business as usual. Maybe this will really help us innovate and evolve to a better business as usual. That's the message I've been hearing as well. And I think the young professionals would be all over this type of new normal, as we're calling, as you're talking about it as well, as to really kind of shake things up a little bit.
Absolutely. But what's interesting is that sometimes they, and me specifically, need a little kick in the pants. I think there's a lot of ideas floating around that are kind of sitting in heads and not being pushed out there. And I think sometimes they need somebody to step up and say, hey, what's next? And I'm not talking about me specifically. I'm talking about every single YP out there is a leader. There's this great Simon Sinek video out there right now of him talking to his team. And I think it was released, I don't know, last week or something. And he's talking to his internal team and somebody recorded it. And he's just talking about how we are adapting and how we need to be ahead of the curve and how we are all leaders. And I've tended to in the past to shy away from calling everybody a leader, from calling everybody, hey, you're a marketer, because, you know, sometimes maybe you're not, but that right now that doesn't matter. Like right now, everybody needs to adapt. Everybody needs to be thinking about what's next. So even me in my own mind frame, I'm changing the way that I think. And I think that that's incredibly valuable right now.
Agreed. Agreed. And now is the time to really throw out ideas. I know. I see. Hey, little cat bomb there. I love it.
That's Ella.
Oh, hey. Hey, Ella. Welcome to the show. We had a dog yesterday on the show, so it's all right.
They're coming out, aren't they?
They are coming out for sure. But yes, but I think, you know, like no time like the present, because everyone's really open to new ideas right now to see how we can make things work better just because of obviously what's happened. So, I mean, if you're a young professional or anybody for that matter, and you have an idea on how to make something work better just based on what's happened, now's the time to throw it out there and see if it sticks for sure. Nobody's shy about this. And no, I think most everybody is really accepting of new ideas right now to see how we can make things work better.
What's the name of the next top credit union. It's changed. What is it now?
Yeah, Next it's, oh gosh, union. I should know that. I apologize. Right. I apologize to Tim. Oh,
geez. Sorry, Tim. How are you doing, Tim?
Yeah.
No, but classic example of a time to come up with a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side of the tunnel? All of you young professionals, there's emerging leader groups.
Emerge, that's what it is.
Emerge, there it is. Hey, thank you. I got it. No. Didi, you know, like reach out to some of these crews and come up with your ideas. You don't need to be a part of a competition or but also apply to these things.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things don't end and our ideas don't end. So mm-hmm. You got an idea, you got anything. Think of your kids, your cat jumping on a counter, you know, what type of opportunities, what type of imagination, you know, just come up with something. That's what I say.
Yeah. And again, yeah, no time like the present for sure. Cause I think everybody is open to like, okay, how can we make this work better? My gosh. And we're all kind of improvising as well. So, and maybe some of those improvisations can become like a regular business procedure or process. So
yep.
Really cool stuff. Where else can we, how can we help this group? Is there anything that credit unions can do to help out this group here or even give them a channel to like express their ideas? That would be kind of something really cool as well.
Yeah. I challenge C-levels across the, and by C, I mean C, you know, chief level leadership across the country, across the world to identify your passionate team members, your YPs. Just in my experience, and it's relatively short compared to a lot of folk, but there's some passion and some great ideas in young professionals. And it's not now, it's been for a long, long time. I mean, the crash group, what does that tell you about the potential of young professionals? Mm-hmm. I challenge chiefs across the board, middle management, upper management, it doesn't matter. If you're in a leadership position, to give them a voice, just send a survey, say, hey, are you passionate? Come talk to me. Let's hear some ideas. Sit in on a pricing meeting. Sit in on a steering committee meeting. Just identify one, two, and if you don't have an internal leadership program, create one.
Yeah,
you will find the best leaders in your organization. Your shop deserves to have the leaders of tomorrow identified now. And when you're thinking ahead, and there's some great shops out there. There are some great shops out there that are doing this already. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I don't mean to be preaching to the choir, but I know a lot that are larger organizations that aren't. And not to call anyone out, but I think that it's important right now to say, are you passionate? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? And there's Elegance. See, she agrees.
She's all over this. She's got plenty of ideas, I think. Maybe chasing birds and squirrels.
But, yeah. Well, there's a dog next door that she likes to spy on.
So. Oh, good. Good. We like that. We like the oil and water mixing. I like that.
They're cooperative.
Right? They're very cooperative, right? We all have to be cooperative right now.
Right.
Good stuff, sir. Anything else to add here? Anything else to provide? Any shout-outs? Any links or anything like that we can provide? Or?
Actually, I'd like to shout out Lauren Culp. She's been doing a great job with CU Insight. And I'm an avid reader. And one thing that they did recently, they've started doing a CU Insight happy hour for contributors. Mm-hmm. And I've been a contributor for about two years. I'm dating myself. And it was just great to be on there. She gives her weekly minute or whatever it's called. Sorry, Lauren. But I think she's been doing a great job, and there's another example of a YP who applied herself. I think she was a crasher, and then she became the lead of the crashers. And I think that's just a great example of who you can be if you just voice and be open to new ideas and, you know, show who you are as a credit unioner, because this is one of the most passionate industries I think that exists, and there are a lot of passionate industries and credit unions right now. Like, think about how big banks, what they're thinking right now. They're thinking, how do we protect our shareholders? Those are their owners. How do we protect them? Not our customers. How do we protect making money? Credit unions, every single credit union I know of, big, small, involved, not involved, they're thinking, how do we protect our members? Mm-hmm. And that's just natural. That just comes natural.
Yeah.
So when I think of somebody like Lauren, I think of what we could be, you know, who could we be next? And I think that that's just a very wonderful example of credit unions and the individuals that make them so special.
Agree. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of Lauren's as well. And I just love seeing how
I don't like her that much.
Yeah, she's all right. No, she's all right. No, she's just, I think that's a perfect example of what you can do in this industry when you really apply yourself and say, hey, this is a really cool idea. Let's run with it type of thing. So yeah, indeed, sir. And there's many, 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 many more out there just like her as well.
So many. Yeah. I could list them off, but I don't think we have enough time.
All righty, sir. Well, anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, I think I've ended our last couple interviews with just be excellent to each other.
Yeah, I like that. Words to
it's,
live by.
It's from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, it is. Oh, one of my favorites for sure. And Ella's, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, yeah. She watches it nightly. I have to turn it off.
Yeah. All righty, sir. All right, Michael. Thanks again. Always a pleasure to chat with you and to visit. And yeah, keep up the good work there in the Pacific Northwest. We appreciate it.
I hope you get out surfing soon. I'm sure you're missing the waves.
When they open up the ocean, I'll be back out there for sure. It's closed right now.
Bummer.
We'll be out there for sure. All right, Michael.
Thanks, appreciate Mike. It.